What I'd like to do today is finish Shir Mem Beis and maybe start a little bit of Shir Mem Gimel. It's really all the same topic, the issue of, that we introduced yesterday of the Sofik, the Sfik Sveika, with regards to the situation we're talking about by Kavua, Kavua Deraisa, Kavua Derabanan. So we mentioned yesterday a little bit of an introduction, Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra, and then we started discussing about Sfik Sveika on a in the Tarovis. That's what we were kind of in the middle of yesterday. We started, we pointed out that the Gemara had a Gemara in Zvachim, and of Ayin Dalam and Aleph, again, which was in source 16 that we covered yesterday, talking about Avodah Zorah, rings that used for Avodah Zorah that got mixed up with other rings and this, separated them with various different Tarubos. And it was a Girsa question about at one point the Gemara said some of the from the first batch got into the second batch, and then it says Meribo Laribo, it sounds like it was a third batch. There's a question if that is the correct girsa or not. Do you need three different taruvos in order to employ the kula? And again, we discussed that at some length yesterday, whether we require two taruvos or three taruvos. Basically, the subject, of course, is we're dealing with something that wasn't batal to begin with. We're dealing with something like a chatir l'skabe, the beria, the rachoshev, which when it falls into the first taru is the first batch, so it's not boto. But now what happens when the, you know, again, when dover also falls into the first taru is not boto. But then one of the items from that taru falls into another taru. So many say that we have the right to be matter taking something out of that second taru, whether it's to eat it or to use it, depending on what the item is. But many assume they have the right to take it from the second taru because svek sveka. Okay, and the svek sveka is, well, maybe what fell from the first tarovas into the second tarovas was not the Dover Osir, right? Who says that? Because not everything from the first tarovas fell into the second tarovas. So maybe the original Dover Osir, the original Chatei Chol Eskabe or Beri, whatever it was, that wasn't Batal. Again, Kavod Rabbanan, it's not Batal Rabbanan, because by the rice it's all Batal Barov, but Rabbanan it's not Batal. So whatever it was from the first tarovas fell into a second tarovas, but Lav Dafka, that the Dover Osir is what fell into the second tarovas, okay? And even if it did, maybe the one that I'm taking out now, the ring or whatever it is that I'm taking out, the chaticha of meat, whatever it is that I'm taking out now from the second tarovas, maybe that's not the piece that fell into. It's a double suffix on whatever piece I take out. Okay, that's the question, or that's the case. And the question is, and in that Gemara and Zvachim that we saw yesterday in Daf Ayin Daled Aleph seems to have different opinions among the Amoraim and Machlokas we saw there, whether that type of Sfek Sveka works, whether that type of Sfek Sveka doesn't work, or that type of Sfek Sveka works in some cases, not in other cases. That's what Shmuel says. He doesn't seem to allow it in the case of Avodah Zarah. Maybe he allows it in other cases. But the question of the girsa, whether you need then, in order to allow it, whether you need within the second tarovas, now the stuff falls into the third tarovas. That's what, again, is one girsa in the text, that we're only going to be matir when there's the three sveikas, the third batch in the mix. Okay? So that seems to be a chokas. We've shown him whether that's the case or not. That's what we spoke about yesterday. I said we go over it, so I'm doing it now. When you look in Rashi and Tosas, they seem to say that there is indeed a third tarovas in the mix. Okay, but Rashi holds that once you have three tarovas, then even if you take from the second tarovas, and certainly if you take from the third tarovas, you can employ you take one out, in other words, then you can employ the din of Sfek Sveka. Right? Even if you use all the things, you can employ the din of Sfek Sveka. That's according to Rashi. Okay, so according to Tosas, however, you also, in order to be matir, you need the third tarovas, and the second batch were make only if different people use it. One person can't use everything from the second batch. That's what came out from Tosas. Basically, so some Rishonim held that the only time we have six fakers when there are three fakers in the mix. Others say, and that's the Rashbo and the Taras Havayis. Others say, no. They say the only two Tarovas, two fakers are needed, and that's it. You don't need a third. They didn't have that Girsa of Rebo Rebo, the extra thing. And then the Tosas has kind of what you might call a middle position. That's the Tosas printed in source 18, they're in the, not 18, 18, they're in Zvachim, Ayin Dalam Aleph, Dumas, Pirush, Echaman. That's the opinion. The Tosas seems to hold that even if you say you need three tarovas, but really we require two tarovas, right? Only two sveikas, but the three are needed if the same person wants to use all the items in the tarovas, okay? You can't use all the items in the second tarovas because there, the one suffix disappears. We're using them all. Because the second suffix, one of the sveikas in the sveika that we mentioned before, is that maybe the thing I'm picking up is not the usher piece. But if I'm picking up everything, then about it, I am picking up. And again, it doesn't matter, you're picking them up, you're selling them, you're using them, you're eating them, whatever you're doing, whatever the circumstances are. But in that middle term, that second tarovas, you can't argue this with Tosa. You can't argue that they have a sveka. So in fact, maybe the usher piece didn't, is not what fell into the second tarovas. And even if it did, maybe the piece I'm picking up is not that piece. Yeah, but if you're using everything, then that suffix disappears. So therefore, you need a third tarovas. But the third tarovas, then you have the sveka. But the Totos taught us this din of the third tarovas only because, you know, you need that in order to use all the items together, all the items at once. That's the opinion of the Balai Tos. And Rashba, and perhaps Rashba, others, Rashba says you only need two tarovas to begin with. Okay, he only says you need two to start with. So those are the different sheetahs. Then we mentioned yesterday that the Rambam seems to be sos himself. Hilchos Macholos Asur is Parak Tazayin Halacha Yud in source 22. Okay, we read these yesterday, but I said we'd go over it, so that's why I'm going over it. The Rambam says in Parak Tazayin Halacha Yud regarding Macholos Asur, there the Rambam seems to say that two tarovas are needed. He speaks about two. Okay, that's the Rambam in Hilchos there. I'm sorry, in just a moment. But in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, so the other way around, I'm sorry. Okay, the Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuras, he doesn't allow, right? I'm sorry, let's clarify. The Rambam does not allow, the second Tarovas. He does not allow using the second Tarovas, which Tosas did. Tosas only said there had to be two different people. But he doesn't agree with Tosas. He seems to say the three Tarovas are needed. Okay. So that's the Rambam in Perek in Hilchos Machalos Asuras. Okay, he doesn't allow the second Tarovas against Tosas. Okay, and even after it fell into third Tarovas, there he says the second one is allowed, Rashi didn't say that either. But that's the position of the Rambam. Again, it requires three Tarovas, whereas in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, okay, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, there the Rambam said that. He said only two Tarovas to be needed. So the Rambam is sos himself. So that's what we left off with the last time. How do we resolve that steer in the Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnah, there in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Parag Zayin Halacha Yud 24, Kesef Mishnah says something interesting, okay, which seems to be counterintuitive. He says that the Rambam is more machmir in other areas than with Avodah Zarah. In other areas, like Machalos Asuras, that accounts for what he says in Parag Zayin Halacha Yud. The Rambam is more machmir over there, requiring three Tarovas. Again, not like Tosas, because he doesn't mention that, it's not exactly like Tosas either, because he does not allow the second Tarovas at all, which Tosas did. But anyway, the Rambam requires three Tarovas, or three Sveikas, okay? That's in Hilchos Machalos Asuras, okay? That's in Hilchos Machalos Asuras. But he does say that once it fell into the third Tarovas, then the second one is allowed, but it's not like Rashi. Okay, anyway, that's the Rambam Hilchos Avodah, Hilchos Machalos Asuras, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Kesef Mishnah, time is the Rambam is Mekel. Why? Because the very end, he writes, there in the 24, Avol Ba'avodas Kochavim, Dechule Alma, Pirishiminot, Logozer, Kulehai. Since people are naturally more strict with regards to Avodah Zarah, and they take it very seriously, they're concerned to stay far away from Avodah Zarah, so he's more Mekel. Again, this is a difficult shita, to say the least, because after all, usually, even Avodah Zarah were more machmir than areas of halacha, but that is what the Kesef Mishnah says. The long Radvaz, and the Radvaz is not Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Radvaz is Hilchos Machalos Asuras over there, Perek Tazayin Halacha Yud, in source 25, but the Radvaz gives a different teretz and basically says the Rambam changed his mind. Okay, well, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he said two Torah was enough, then he changed his mind and required three. That's what he says at the very end. If you're going through the Sugi, look at the last two lines of 25. Ulafichach ani omer shechazer bar rabbeinu, Echt Avodah Zarah. Okay, or there's some question in the gear. So anyway, that's what the Radvaz says. So that's what we're up to. We look in the Shulchan Aruch, okay, and that's what we're up to now, 26, Shulchan Aruch here by us. This is all in Siv Ches of Simon Kuf Yud. So the Shulchan Aruch says Mechaber basically follows what he says in the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam, was only Mekel, quote-unquote, with regard to Avodah Zarah. Okay, but elsewhere he is machmir require three sveikas, and that's what the mechaber writes here in Siv Ches 26. Dover she'eno botel machmas chashivus. So again, we're talking about something which, when it falls into the original tarovas, is not botel because the dover chashiv. Okay, shenis arba chayim. V'nofal me tarovas hazos echad l'shnayim achayim. V'nofal hashol she'echad l'shnayim achayim. And the third mixture of the mix. okay, which is like the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, which, you know, around the case of Mishnah's eye, what about the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah? Yeah, it's a special case. Avodah Zarah is more makel, but in general, it requires three tarovas. Then, Harei Olachem Mutarim, Shara Echad, Shatarov Zoshana Botaboro, Imnaf Olachem Tarov Zoshana Elef Kulam Asurim, Lonemar Botaboro Lahat Zoshakim, Shinupom and Atorov Zoshnil, Mokamacha, Eno Osef. So the Machaber, following what he says in the case of Mishnah, we require three. In Hilchos Tarubas, Hilchos Yerodei, Hilchos Macholos Asuras, he says we require three Sveikas. We require three Sveikas. That's what the Machaber holds. And the Shach in 27, it's called Nun, says is Latame Ozel, right? This is the Yosef Karo, the Machaber, is Lashitoso, what he says in the Beis Yosef, what he says in the Kesef Mishnah, it's Lashitoso, that the Rambam in general does not allow Tarubas, second Tarubas. Okay, just to make up in some cases like by Rosar and so on, but he does say that Malcolm Hef said there's room to be makel. Now the so that's what the shach says over there in Sukkot Nun. I printed the other shachs to look through them to see in Sukkot Nun Beis. Okay, he makes the following clear. He explains maybe a different teretz. He doesn't go in a big way for the Mechaber's, well, his mom, kind of, Kesef Mishnah said that Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, is very, very difficult to say suddenly, in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, at the end, again, is Loshen, Avodah Kachavim, the Kula Alma Pirshmini, the Logozer Kula Hai. What do you mean? We're all over Shas. We're Machmer more Avodah Zarah than about other things. So why suddenly here? Well, people stay away from Avodah Zarah anyway, so we can more make it. It's very difficult. So the Shach doesn't like that. He makes the following Chilip. The Shach says that no, the case that Avodah Zarah was talking about an Isser Hanoah, okay, the rings and so on, Isser Hanoah, whereas the case in Machalos Asuras, Kulan and so on, that's Isser Achila. So he says that maybe even according to Rambam, will be more makel with regards to Isser Hanoah. When it comes to allowing Isser Hanoah, then we'll say two tarov is enough. But for Isser Achila, which in some ways is stricter than Hanoah, will require three. That's the Shach Teretz. Okay, there's no steer because one is told on Isser Hanoah, one is told about an Isser Achila. Okay, and then in Sukkot Nun Gimel, okay, in Sukkot Nun Gimel, the Shach writes, he asks about this issue of three tarovas, about whether one person can everything at once. He says, if that's the case, the whole discussion and that machlokas Rashi and Tosas that we mentioned before regarding that second tarovas, once there is a third tarovas, according to Tosas, you can't have one person eat everything in the second tarovas. Okay, even the second tarovas, you can't eat everything at once because, as we explained before, one of the sveikas vanishes when you have the second tarovas. So the Shach raised a question, well, then this should be the same problem in the third tarovas. And the third tarovas should be the same problem. It's also not allowed to eat everything because even though it is one more tarovas, but still, one of the sveikas would seem to disappear. So that's a little what the Shach's bothered by there in Sukkot and Nun Gimel. Okay. The Prima Godim, has in Sisidas and Lembeis. So the Prima Godim again gives, he thinks, again, to clarify. So Tosas again said that we have three tarovas. You can use all the items together, okay, even in the third tarovas, it's just a question of second tarovas, okay. The problem is, and this is the Prima Godim is hacking about, and others also, is the Ramoa seems to be not saying that way. Let's look back now. It's verse 26. The Ramoa in Sifches writes, Hagor, the third line of 26, this is in Simin Kuvyot Sifches. Ramoa writes, we call Mokom, Ein la'odam echad lechol es kulam. Ramoa seems to say, Takla, that even in the third Tarovus, a person should not eat, one the same person shouldn't eat everything. Now it's Mistaber, okay, and he quotes this, the idea that it comes from that Tosas, okay, but Tosas only was talking about the second Tarovas, okay, and the question is why is the Ramo Machar, logically there's some sense to it, the question is where does the Ramo get it from? So that's an interesting question, okay. So Prugadim thinks towards the end of Elav, the Mr. Pinu Chabroi, right, as they suggest, that maybe the third Tarovus is required, according to what is why is a third Torah required altogether, according to those who do it. Let's remember the Rashba doesn't require a third Torah altogether. The Sveika is even the second Torah, the second batch. No requirement for third mixture. But according to those who do, so why do we require the third Torah? So again, because Tosus points out, he says, if we would do matir, the second Tarovus, based in Sfek Sveika, okay, then I might have thought, at least according to Tosus, I might have thought that the same person can eat everything or use everything. I say eat, but doesn't mean it's using whatever the item is, okay, the rings, or eating, or using, or selling, whatever you're doing. I would think you could use all of them in the second Tarovus, okay? So therefore, in that Gemara, back in that original Gemara, what is our Dafayin Dalad, that sheet there, Mishimin, at the end of the Gemara there, he said, we're going to answer the second Tarovas kind of as a Gzera, and we'll only make on the third Tarovas. Because if people make a mistake, that's why you need the third Tarovas, because you can't eat everything in the second Tarovas together. So therefore, we introduce the third Tarovas when you can. Okay? But the Prima Gaudim explains that if that's so, then Take, okay? So, you know, then we shouldn't allow that Tarovas either. Okay, we shouldn't allow that Tarovas either, right? In other words, if that indeed is why we require a third Tarovas, because you may think that one person eat all of them, so we should have the same concern about the second, okay, which maybe, you know, 1 second, again, if we require a third Tarovas for that reason, so then... So then what? 1 second, let's say it again. According to the Prima Gaudim, hold on. It gives a reason why, not even if I said it right. When Mishmol and Dai B'Torah was a Sheni, I don't have to look up, I'll have to check the Prima Gaudim again. The Gro gave a different answer. Okay. The Gro gave a different answer. Okay. According to Shimon, she asked the whole second of the Gzeira and only make with the third Torah. No, right. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, so Prima Gaudim argues, and it's really against the Ramor, really, finds Ramor difficult. There shouldn't be, why does Ramor say there's a problem even the third Torah? The third Torah should be okay. Because the whole reason, that we require a third Tarovas so that people won't come to use the second Tarovas entirely by themselves. And one person won't eat it, so therefore we won't allow anyone to eat it from. But the third Tarovas, the Prima Gaudim says it shouldn't be a problem, the third Tarovas. Once you have a third Tarovas and it's one step removed, he time is that, no, it's not the same thing anymore. It's another step removed. There's another suffix in the mix. And there we can talk and say six Seika. And therefore, you should be allowed to eat the third Tarovas. That's the point. If it's true that the creation of the third Tarovas, the whole reason we have the third Tarovas is a part of a Gzera, basically, to prevent people from using the second Tarovas. All people, really, the second Tarovas you have already is Sfek Sveika, but not one person eating it together because one of the Sveikas gets removed. So therefore, they made a rule, don't eat anything, don't use anything in the second Tarovas, wait for the third Tarovas. Okay, but now once you wait for the third Tarovas, says the Prima Gaudim, it's okay. Right, because then you'd have another suffix. So according to Prima Gaudim, Ramo is a little difficult. Why he extends it to the third Tarovas? That's the point. Okay, if indeed that's the reason, again, like that's what Tosus implies. If indeed the reason we require a third Tarovas is kind of like just extend it, really, says Tosus, two Tarovas is enough to create the Dinsfek Sveika. But it would not allow one person to use or eat all the items together. So therefore, as a kind of Xera, we don't let you use anything with the second Tarovas. You have to wait for a third Tarovas to happen. Okay. But then by the third time, it should be okay. What is Ramo says, even that's no good. So that's a question. So, Rav Soloveitchik explained that it's rooted a little bit in the Bir HaGro, although it doesn't really say it exactly. I don't personally see it in the Bir HaGro, but okay. But the based on the Bir HaGro here, he says as follows. He has a different reason. He said, you misunderstood. That's not why. We don't need the third Tarovas as sort of a gzera to prevent people from having one person eat or use everything in the second Tarovas. So therefore, we don't allow anything in the second Tarovas, even different people. That's why we have the third Tarovas. Because then Taka, the Ramo would make no sense. Because now, by the time you have the third Tarovas, it's not the same thing. So what the Bir HaGro suggests, what Rav Soloveitchik based on Abir Gross suggests, again, I don't fully see it in the Gemara, but he says as follows. He says it's a whole different din. Let's remember here, we're talking about a Dover Choshev, right? Something which is not Boto. That's the whole discussion. Chatiko is Kabeh, bury it. Dover Choshev, Dover Shesh Matirin, whatever. Something which is not Boto when it falls into the first Tarovis. Okay? So it's a Chumrah, okay, that we consider that it's not Boto. Why is it not Boto? So this goes back to something conceptual that we presented at the very beginning of Hilchos Tarovis. We talk about Hilchos Basra Chalav also. And that is, what does Bittul mean? What is Pashup Shah? What does Bittul mean? Bittul means that we consider this item, Kamishaino, right? Like it doesn't exist. That's what Bittul means. It eliminates, nullifies, it cancels, it eradicates, whatever word you want to use. Okay? So that's how Bittul works. And we mentioned that's different by Basra Chalav, but even when we talked about Hilchos Tarovis also, we mentioned the nature of Bittul means that there's not really a tarovis here in a certain sense. Bittul means we have a mixture of Dover Osu and Dover Mutter, and once it's Bittul, is it no mixture? It's like Dover Osu disappears. I mean, you don't have to go so far as to say Nepach Yisulos Hatter and that Machlokas, although you could, but even without that, the point of Bittul is that it's like it doesn't exist, right? It's like the other item is gone, and therefore there's no tarovis here, okay? There's no tarovis. So that's when you're talking about a Dover Choshev. Okay, it's considered as if there's no tarovus, and therefore, if you have our situation, all right. So in the first tarovus, there's no real. Since it's a dover choshev that we're talking about here, in the first tarovus, it's not really a tarovus. That's why you need two more. You hear what he's saying? He's saying that's why you need two more. You need two more because the first one didn't really count, didn't qualify, if you will, as a tarovus. Because when the Dover Choshev fell into this mixture, there's no Bittul, so then it loses its, the whole combination, the whole quote-unquote Tarovis, loses its status as a Tarovis. It doesn't exist as a Tarovis, okay? And therefore, that's why, because there's no Bittul, so then to progress from there to a case of Sfeik Seiti, it has to be this Tarovis goes into the second one, and the second one into a third. That's why I need a third. Not like the Prugotam wanted to say, okay, because according to the Pugotim, they're almost difficult. Not the Pugotim said the fight, like you learned Tosis, that and it's not clear this is what Tosis meant, and it could even be this is what Rama meant, but the point is that the Kaisa Mishnah maybe meant, what the Rebbe was saying is that the existence of third Tarovis is because the first one wasn't the real Tarovis. Because once the Dover Choshev fell in, and it's not Bottle, once it's not Bottle, so that means by definition, that this is not a tarovis anymore. This loses its halachic status as a tarovis. Once something loses its halachic status as a tarovis, that doesn't count as one of the two. So you need two more, grand total of three, but the first one doesn't really count. That's the idea. Now, by Avodah Zarah, okay, by Avodah Zarah, okay, with the rings, okay, or the cup, it's not a Dover Choshev. It can be cheap rings, be cheap cups. Okay, it could be rings, kids' rings or whatever. It doesn't have to be expensive. But it's used for Avodah Zarah, so it's not Bottle. But it's a different kind of thing. You know why it's not Bottle? You know why Avodah Zarah Bottle? Why isn't Avodah Zarah Bottle? Not because of Dover Choshev, something significant about it. Chatichur Leskabed is a Dover Choshev. Berry is a Dover Choshev. Okay, we'll leave Dover Choshev material now. We'll come back to that. But because we'll see today, it's Shem that the Machok is about that. Usually, Baal Chaim and all these are considered Dvarim Chashuvim. And that's why they're not Shaykh, Bittul's not Shaykh by. You can't just nullify and pretend it doesn't exist. Bittul's not Shaykh by these things. So therefore, it says the Rav, it didn't qualify, the original mixture didn't really qualify as Halachic Tarovis. That's why I need two more. By Avodah Zarah, the reason something is not Bittul is based on a Pasuk. Torah says, V'lo yidbak b'cha ma'uma min acherim. Okay, what's that in Ray? I think, lo yidbak b'cha ma'uma min acherim. Right, that's by Avodah Zarah. It's an Isser Chomor. It's an Isser Chomor. Yes, yeah, a very stringent Isser Avodah Zarah. Yeah, but it's still a Tarovis. To get mixed up with other things, it's still a Tarovis. It's not Bottle because of Chomor Avodah Zarah, but it's not but it's still a Tarovis. So it's not like a regular Dover Choshev that gets mixed into Tarovis where now that there's no Bittul Shaykh, therefore the fact that Bittul's not Shaykh destroys the Chalav Shein Tarovis from this mixture. Here there really is a mixture. It's a Tarovis. Happens to be that it's not Bottle because of a special Chumar by Avodah Zarah, Lidbak B'chom Mu'um Nacherim. So therefore, you can't have anything. Mu'um is anything. Not anything. Nothing. Not 1 in 1,000, not 1 in 1,000,000. Not anything. Okay? But not because of Dover Choshev. So there's still a Tarovis. Happens to be that Bittul doesn't work in this for a different reason. But it's still halachically qualified as a Tarovis. Oh, so once you say that it halachically clarifies the Tarovis, Okay, so now you understand. Maybe that's why the Rambam has a different sheet about Avodah Zarah. The Rambam in Hilk back in 24 and Hilk in 22 and Hilkos Machalos Zuris Parak Daz Tezayin Alef Yud is talking about regular Machalos Zuris. He's talking about the Dvarim Chashuvim that are the, you know, the fancy nuts and the fancy pomegranates and whatever else. Okay, that's what he's talking about over there. All right, and Hilkos Avodah Zarah, he's talking about Avodah Zarah. Not like the Shach said, well, one is an Isra Achila, one is an Isra Nor. That's the Shach's suggestion. But the Rav is suggesting that by Avodah Zarah, the reason the Rambam requires, really the Rambam fundamentally agrees like the Rashba, you only need two Taruvos. But in Macholos Asuras, you don't have two Taruvos when the thing that fell in was a Dover Choshev and it's not Batel. Because the fact that a Dover Choshev destroys the Chalos Shem of a Taruvos. So that's why you need two more for a grand total of three. But by Avodah Zarah, where the lack of bittul, the fact that there's no bittul, is not because there's no chalos shem. There is a tarovus. It happens to be that Avodah Zarah, a mixture of Avodah Zarah, is usher. The whole thing is usher because lo yipak b'chomu monacherim, special din by Avodah Zarah. Okay, maybe that's what I mean. You know, the Rav didn't say this in the Kesef Mishnah. Maybe that's what the Kesef Mishnah there meant at the end of 24. Avodah Zarah, the kula alma pirshmin elo gozer kule hai. I don't think that's really what the Kesef Mishnah meant, but you could argue that, you know, by Avodah Zarah, you don't have to go that far. You have two tarovas even without, even though there's no bittul, you still have two tarovas. You hear that? That's the Rav's suggestion as to why we might find it different by Avodah Zarah and by other things, you know, by Machalos Asuras. Okay, by Machalos Asuras, it destroys the name of Chalos Shem of tarovas. Okay, in other words, basically, it may even work well what we said from the Rambam yesterday when we talked about the question of Sfeikat Daraisa L'Chumra. Okay, which the Rambam holds at Din Rabbanan, but we said the Rambam admits that Sfeikat Daraisa L'Chumrah, perhaps by Ikpa Isura. Remember when Ikpa Isura, like by the case of Oshem Tolik, because that was one of the questions that the Ran and others asked against the Rambam, how can the Rambam say Sfeikat Daraisa L'Chumrah is only the Rabbanan? So how do we ever have a requirement to bring an Oshem Tolik? Sfeikat Daraisa L'Chumrah, Sfeikat Daraisa is Mutter. So you're not sure what the Eichel of Ashumans is Mutter, right? Why do you have an Oshem Tolik? So we answered that maybe the Rambam even agrees that when the Ikpa Isura, okay. One answer we gave was, you know, Koris, the higher state, Koris. But the other answer we gave was that when something is in the category of Ikpi Sura, okay, even the Rambam would admit that by Ikpi Sura, like in the case of Hashem Toli, okay, is what it's talking about, that the Rambam would say that based on Gemara Krisis, right, about Hashem Toli, that the Rambam would admit, okay, that the Torah is machmir for even the Torah is machmir by Sfeikat Daraisa in the case of Ikpa Isura. Okay, now why is that so? So again, it's the same idea. Okay, by Ikpa Isura, we'll go to Chumrah because again, the presence of Ikpa Isura takes it away from the realm of Tarobas, not really Tarobas. Okay, that's the idea. Okay, and that explains, I think we mentioned yesterday, that's how we can have the whole din of Kavua altogether. According to the Rambam, Teisha Chanuyos and so on. How do we ever have a din? I mentioned this yesterday. How do we ever have a din of Kavua Doraisa? Okay. According to Rambam, okay, if every Sfeikat Daraisa is Mutavi Doraisa, okay, so how do you ever have a din of Kavua? Right? Called Kavua Kemechtzal Mechtzal? Good, Mechtzal Mechtzal, but still with Doraisa it's Mutter. Good, it's Mechtzal Mechtzal. But we said Mechtzal Mechtzal means you have to be Machmer. Yeah, but not Doraisa, according to Rambam. According to Rambam, Sfeikat Daraisa L'Chumra is only din Rabbanan. So therefore, kol kavua kamechtzal mechtzal dami good, but it's still muta deraisa, it's muta because of robe. And we'll say when it's kavua, it's going to be usher because we call it mechtzal mechtzal. Why is it going to be usher? According to Rambam, it's sfeikat deraisa lechumer is only rabbanim. Deraisa it should be mutter. Ella it's by ikpa yisura. Okay, and a kavua by definition is ikpa yisura. Like we mentioned yesterday, there's vadai a non-kosher store there. Ikbe Sura, okay. So, but maybe as a result of that, when Ikbe Sura means there's no tarovas. So, same thing over here. We have a tarovas of a dover choshev. It's not considered a dover a tarovas, okay. So, therefore, the Rav's added to this, and the Prima Gadim spells it out. We mentioned it yesterday, but the Rav added that maybe the mechaber, because mechaber presume we don't know. But who does the mechaber follow in that machlokas is Rambam and the Rashba? As to why, whether the Sfeikat Daraisa is the Chumrah Midrabanan, which is what the Rambam holds, or no, Sfeikat Daraisa is the Chumrah Midoraisa, which is the Rashba holds. Okay, where does the Mechaber pass? Mistomeh, the Mechaber probably passes like the Rashba, because that's how Rov Rishonim learned. The Rambam is a minority. I mentioned yesterday, Rov Rishonim hold that the Sveika Daraisa is a Chumra on the Daraisa level. Okay, that's Minat Torah. So if that's the case, so the truth is, even by Ikba Yisura, he doesn't have to come on to this, even by Ikba Yisura, you don't have to say Kavua Daraisa is an Ikba Yisura case. Okay, it could be a legitimate suffix, even by regular suffix. Remember we had the steer between Siv Dalad and Siv Ches in the Mechaber. The Siv Dalad, he passed into the Riz Sveik Sveika by two Tarubos. And here in Siv Ches, he seems to say that, you know, you have three Sveikas, and then we keep Eger, raise the Kasha, and so on and so forth. Okay, but maybe there's a difference in what kind of case we're talking about. Okay, we're talking about a regular, the other case was talking in the Siv Dalad, he was talking about two Tarubos. All right, where there was by Kavua, right? Where there's no Ikba Yisura. Okay, but here, when it's only the Dabar Choshev, which is not Bato, there is Ikba Yisura. Yisura is there in the mix. Tarovas, it's not a Tarovas. The Dabar Asher is there. So, Mele, you need two more. You understand that it takes away that Kasher from Kibanger also, who raises tear between Sivdal and Sivches. We mentioned yesterday, again, assuming that the Mechaber Paskins, like Rov Rishonim, the Tzveik of the Reis Lechuma is Minat Torah. Okay, so he holds that Kavua is not a case of Ikba Yisura, okay, but a regular suffix. Okay, so the case of Teshachanu is a regular suffix, and so on. So in Siv Dalin, when he's talking about the Teshachanu, you see Paskins, you have a regular fake sveka with two tarovas, right? The double tarovas is not a problem. Whereas Siv Ches, we're talking about Dvarim Chashubim, where the original tarovas is not really tarovas, therefore you need three. So that's how the Rav types this all up to make this point. Okay. Yeah, so that finishes that Anav Gimel. Now let's move to, Anav Dalad. Okay, and that is the question, what about Dabar Sheish HaMatirin? I knocked it out of the list before. Okay, what about by Dabar Sheish HaMatirin? So if you look a little further down, in number 36, in Siv Ches, the Ramah adds, Yesh, to finish off Siv Ches, Ramah adds in 36, we'll come back to the sources, but just to see what Ramah says, look in the 36. Ramah writes here in Siv Ches, Yesh Omim, the Dover Sheish HaMatirin, then Ein Lahatim Mikoch Sveker. Ramah says, as a Yesh Omrim, when it comes to a Dover Sheish HaMatirin, then even a Sveker is awesome. Okay? All the other things we were talking about, the Dover Choshev, Beri, and so on, okay, but Dover Sheish HaMatirin is a separate category, and Ein Lahatim Mikoch Sveker. Right, and you could argue balabatish, okay, simple. Because again, what's the whole swara by chumra of dover sheish matirin? Because in a couple hours or a couple days, whatever, it's going to be mutter anyway. So ach tochana biser tochana behetter. Well, like Rashi, simple way without the lumbus of that ran in a darim. Right, so we'll learn simply. So according to so the same thing applies even as a double suffix. So what? Why should we rely on a sveik sveker to be mutter? Wait 3 hours. You don't have to have any lumbus, no sveik sveker, nothing. Just it's all mutter. Right, and that's. That's the pashas, but that's the Ramah writes the Yesh Omrim, the Dover Sheish HaMatirin, Ein Lahatir, Mikoach, Sveik, Sveikim. Okay? But the Ramah adds, Tov Lahachmim, Lolotzorach, Machashish, Lahatir, Balavachi. It's exactly what he says, because it's going to be mutter later on anyway, without relying on Sveik, Sveikim. So if you can, you know, it's Tov Lahachmim, unless there's some pressing need. So rules the Ramah, finishing up, Siv Chesi. Where does this all come from? So it's actually Machlokas Rishonim. Look back here now in Source 30. Okay, the Mordechai in Avodah Zarah, at the end of Avodah Zarah, Rem is tough, Mem Aleph, fourth paragraph at the end, and he says like this: this Arba Bacheros or Minatam Logaris Bacheros Bacheros. That's part of that the Sugyan Beitza and so on. Same Girsa problem. You need another Tarovis and so on, which we'll come back to. But look, what we're interested right now in the last line of 30. Okay, and that is what the Mordechai writes. The shiny gabe beitza. We're going to come back to the specific case, but he says the shiny gabe beitza. Why? Now, dover sheish lamatirin v'afilu be'elef lo bati lechach yesh lesser afilu sveik sveker. That's the Mordechai says. Okay, dover sheish lamatirin is not bottle on 1,000, and therefore we're aser even sveik sveker. That's what the Mordechai says over there. Okay, in the Avodah Zarah. However, I don't agree with that. The Ran in Beitza It's off Yud Gimel and Aleph in the pages of the Rif in Beitza. Okay, he says differently. Okay, this one, please. He holds differently. All right, it's going to come back again to this Machlokas Ram the Rashba, as we'll see presently. The Ran says, Omar Shmuel Beitz Yud Gimel and Aleph in the pages of the Rif. Ran writes. Again, talking about the egg with the mucha, and then didn't have a chana from before. Anyway, he writes, "Etzli yofa hora," quotes from Rav Asher of Lunil. He says, "Mishum b'havali sveik sveika." Okay, he was talking about it. We'll see. He was talking about an egg which from yontif sheni, which itself is only a suffix, right? Yontif sheni is not really yontif. We'll come back to the details in a second, but I just want to read the line now. He says, "Mishum b'havali sveik sveika, the islan lemishrei afilo b'davar sheishamatir." So the Ran says explicitly that even by a Dover Sheshem Matirin, Sveik Sveika works. Isle the Mlemishre, we should be matir by Sveik Sveika, afilo the Dover Sheshlo Matirin. So, Machok is the Mordechai Ran. Machok has shown him whether Sveik Sveika should work by a Dover Sheshem Matirin. Okay, the Beis Yosef, earlier, not here in Simon Kuvil, but earlier in Simon Kuv Beis, in the Bedek HaBayis section, this is not the Bedek HaBayis 32, this is not the Bedek HaBayis that were all on the Tarz HaBayis of the Rosh Bo, but the Beis Yosef sometimes inserted addenda. I think now they print them right in the same simon, or the same end of the same sif, same section. They used to have to be in the bottom or the back. Anyway, it's called the Bedek HaBayis, you know, this is addenda, the Beis Yosef. So he writes, Vashakos Vashem Avinu Dover Shesh Matino Sveika Osir. Okay, he has kind of like a middle position. Okay. He agrees with the Ran that he says, some say that Dover Sheshem Matirin Afilu Sveik Sveika Osir, which was like the Mordechai, it's Osir by Dover Sheshem Matirin. But Hainu Dafke De Taruvas, but depends what the nature of the mixture is, what the nature of the Sufik is. Okay, not the nature of the mixture, the nature of the Sveik Sveika. And this, of course, we'll deal with in detail when we come to the Shach. But Reza Hashem, you know, again, I want to start Simon Shir Mem Gimel today, and we'll finish on Sunday. So Monday we'll talk about Sveik Sveika from the Shach. Anyway, maybe a little bit on Sunday too, we'll see. But anyway, he says that it depends what the nature of the Sveik Sveika is. So he mentions that he sort of has a compromised position. The Mordechai is right. We don't say Sveik Sveika by Dover Sheshem Matirin. We don't say Sveik Sveika by Dover Sheshem Matirin when the Sufik comes about simply through tarovis, through a mixture. Something gets mixed in, we don't know what's there. Okay, that's what he says. However, aval sveik sveika, a different type of sveik sveika, hai shel atvua. Okay, the situation is when you have something which is sufik, whether chadash or yoshim. When was this harvested, right? We know about yoshim. Okay, the carbon omer in the second day of Pesach is mater all the chadash, mater all the grain from the new crop. Until that carbon is brought, you can't eat new stuff. So let's say you have some stuff you don't know. It's from the new harvest or from the old harvest. So the yoshim, it's okay. But if it's the chadash, it's not until the second day of Pesach, until in the days of Mesimiktos when you brought the carbon omer, and nowadays till after the second day of Pesach. Fine. So there you have also a sveik sveika. Okay, you have a sveik sveika. Namely, first of all, look what he says: Ki hai shalatvua ani omer shu yoshon b'mtims omer shu chodosh shema hishrish kodem omer. Okay, maybe the hashrusher took root before. Then ain kind of shu chodosh ki ain kind of. Therefore, ki hai gavna lo asrinan lo amrit lo asrinan sveik sveika. He's ready to paskin like the Ran that there's no sveik sveika, but that there is a dover sheshem matirin when the second day of Pesach arrives. I mean, muter anyway. But he wants to say, you have a sveik sveika, you don't have to wait. Even though it's a dover sheshem matirin, or we make them, if there are two sveikas, but they both have to be sveikas in the goof. When did this grain come from? Or when does grain actually take root? Was it harvested after? And when did it take root? The double suffix. Maybe it took root before. So therefore, we will apply sveik sveika because both sveikas are in the goof. When we don't apply sveik sveika is when they're in the tarovas. And that's how the Beis Yosef says it. Now, the Ramah, over there in Simukuf Beis, in Os Beis 33, he quotes the Ran, we said before, the Ran in 31. And Beit Zadav Yudhigam went off on the page of the Rift. The Ran writes, Od Kosovaran, Reish Ein Sodin, right? That's the Gemara in the that's around in Beitza. The Sveik Sveik Amutu with Ovashe Shotir, Kagon, Sofik Beitz Beyond Tosheni. Okay, so well, comments if you'd Kosavti, the Lenogan came, we're Machmer. So he doesn't accept the Ran. Okay, and he doesn't make this chilek when we're dealing with what type of Sufik. The Mish Yosef agrees when the Sufik comes about because of it got mixed with other things, the Tarovas, then we'll taka say that we're not going to apply the cool of Sveik Sveiker if it's a Dovah Sheisha material. But if the Sveiker came about because it was intrinsic to the item itself, like the case with the grain, okay, with a double Sufik within the item itself, nothing to do with any mixtures, no mixture, didn't get mixed with anything. Okay, you have grain, I don't know, was it Chodosh or Yosher, even if it was Chodosh, when did it take root? Okay, that's a Sveik Sveiker within the inherent Guf HaDover. So there we'll apply Sveik Sveiker even in the face of the fact that it's Dovah Sheisha material. And the Ramah doesn't seem to accept that in Darke Moshe HaKotzer, in Rodeis HaKotzer, page 33, he says, Lo Nogin came. Okay, so, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Biur HaGro, by the way, there in Simkuf Beis, in Sukkot and Gimel, right, it is based on the Mordechai, okay? Behotzi Mizeh, the Sveik Sveiker, also with Dovah Sheisha material. Okay, those are the Ashitas over there in Simkuf Beis. So, again, okay, to clarify, the Beis Yosef does not aser Sveik Sveiker. He's makel by Sveik Sveiker, even the Dovah Sheisha material, when the Sveikers came about Beguf HaDover, like the case of Chodosh. Okay, maybe the Tvua is Yosher, even if it was Yosher, maybe it was Mashrish before the Omer. Otherwise, he would. And the Radarke Moshe there points to the fact that, no, we don't say Sveik Sveiker Mutu B'Dov Shem Matirin. We don't follow the Ran at all. Okay, not even by that other case. And the Biur HaGro says that it's, it's like the Mordechai, based on the Mordechai, but other places in the Yesh Cholken. So, bottom line, if you take a look in the next source, which is the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchus Yontif, Simen Tov Tzadi Zayin, right? Hilchus Yontif, Simen Tov Tzadi Zayin, Siv Dalin. There, the Mechaber writes, Sofech Mutar B'Yomtiv Sheni Mishum, Sofech Mukon Mutar B'Yomtiv Sheni Mishum Dehavis Seik Seika. Chaber is lenient, and he says as follows: the issue is we have an egg. Okay, an egg was a Beitzah Shelda B'Yomtiv Sofik. We're not sure this egg was laid on Yomtiv or not. Now, this is certainly a Dovah Sheisha Matirin because if the Yomtiv is going to be Mutar no matter what. Okay, so this should be a classic Dovah Sheisha Matirin. It's a Sofik Sheisha Dovah, a Sofik Dovah Sheisha Matirin, and it seems to be Osir on Yomtiv. Okay, however, because it's one Sofik. Okay, it has to be, it's Osir. However, when it's Yomtiv Sheni, when I have a Sofik Beitzah on Yomtiv Sheni, so then, the Shulchan Aruch in Sim Tov Tzadi Zayin, Sim Dal 35, says this is a case of Sveik Sveika. Okay, this is a case of Sveik Sveika. And he says you can make it. Sofik Muchan is Mutter on Yantav Sheni, which we're assuming right now, we'll come back to this point, assume right now is a Sofik. Right? Yantav Sheni, it's a Sofik. That's a question. But we'll assume right now that it came about to a Sofik. Right? They weren't sure. Before the mathematical calculations of the Luach in the days of Hillel Sheni, around the year 350, the Common Era, the days of Abayin, Rova, and Bovel. So until then, it was Kiddush Al Pi Ari. Yes, the outlying areas, as we all know, didn't know when exactly Yantav was. So Yantav Sheni is a Sufik question. Good. So the Gemara says, Sufik Muchan Mutar Yantav Sheni Mishum Davi Sveik Seker. Okay, now, but still a Dovah Sheisha Matirin. So wait a few hours till Yantav's over, and that now definitely Chol HaMoed, or Yantav's over, whatever, and I can eat it there without any chokmas. But apparently the Mechaber says, no, if it's Yantav Sheni, it's Mutter because it's Sveik Sveiker. Okay, Yantav itself, Yantav Sheni itself is Sufik. And the fact that this egg may not have been laid today. Right? It may not have been laid today. You know, the Sveik Sveiker is that maybe it's not really Yantav today because it's Yantav only Sufik. And even if it is Yantav, maybe this egg was not born that day. And therefore, it's not Mutter, not a problem. Right? So it's a Sveik Sveiker. And the Mechaber paskins it's Mutter. And therefore, obviously, he's passing like that run in Beitza. It says that we are a makel by a Dovah, even a Dovah Sheisha Matirin, we're makel the case of Sveik Sveiker, which is what he implied, at least to some extent, in the Beis Yosef over there in Yerodei Simkuf Beis, although he only applied it to a case when the Sufik had to do with something intrinsic, which it does here by the eggs. It's not a problem. It doesn't apply to Tarobis, but that's what the Mechaber has, that Kula, like the Ran, can makel by Sveik Sveiker, even if it's a Dovah Sheisha Matirin. Now, it's important to understand there are more there, it doesn't say anything. Ramah there in Hilchos Yontif, Or Chaim Sun Tov Tzadi Tain never disagrees. Chaber just says, again, look at there, printed 35, Sofek Mukhan Mutam Yom Tosheni, Shum Davis Fik Seiken. Okay, the Chaber doesn't answer anything. Okay, I mean, the Ramor rather doesn't answer, doesn't say anything. But here by us, okay, the Ramor does seem to disagree. Here in Sim Kuviyot Siv Ches, read it before, the Ramor said, Eish Omer Shadov Shomatir Ein Lahat Demikov Sit Seiken. He disagrees. And he said, Tov Lahacher. So Ramor seemed not to accept. Again, the egg is a Dover Shay Shomatirin. By the Shuhara Paskin, the Tzvek Sveka works. By that egg, on Yom Tov Sheni. The Suffolk when it was born, and even the Suffolk, today's Yom Tov, today's not Yom Tov, Yom Tov Sheni, I'm not sure. Today's Yom Tov is not Yom Tov, that's Suffolk 1. Suffolk 2, even really Yom Tov, maybe the egg wasn't born today. Okay, so two Svekas intrinsic to the egg itself. There's no mixture here. So there, the Beis Yosef, like the Ran, Mechaber, like the Ran, is Mekel. And he says, Suffolk Mochon Mochon Mutter. But although the Ramos says nothing in disagreement over there in our Chaim, here in the Yardaya, by us, in Simkuvi and Simches, 36, he says, Yesh Homo Dovish Homotir, Ein Lahatim Kol Svek Svekin. And the Ramor is not happy with it, and he says, Ein Lahatim. So, Ramor doesn't seem to accept this, this Kula. So that's the, now, what's instructive is as follows. I can say, just to clarify, this may well revolve, again, around the question of Machlokas Rabban the Rashba by Sofik Dorais L'Chumra, because we explained yesterday that Machlokas with the Sofik Dorais L'Chumra is a Din Minat Torah on a Din Rabbanon. The Rabban holds only Din Rabbanon. Rashba holds and most Rishonim holds a Din Doraisa. So we said that may impact the explanation as to why Sfik Sfeika is Mutar altogether. According to the Rambam, I'll tell you why Sfik Sfeika is Mutar altogether, because it's Suffolk Doraisa is Lechumra only on a Drabanan level. So therefore, when you have Suffolk number one, a Suffolk Doraisa, that's really a Din Drabanan that we have to be Machmer. So the Suffolk on top of that, so then it's a Suffolk and a Din Drabanan. It's a Sveik Drabanan, Lekula. That's why Sveik Sveika is Lekula. Sveik, according to the Rambam, Sveik Sveika is Lekula because Sveik Sveika is a Suffolk on a Din Drabanan. What do you mean a Din Drabanan? Maybe it's a Doraisa and Sveik Doraisa Lechumra? No, because the Rambam holds Sveik Doraisa Lechumra itself is a Din Drabanan. So therefore, it's six fakers, only a suffix on a dinder abonan, so sveik abonan lakula. And that's what the Rambam said. So according to the Rambam, sveik sveika, you know, we can argue, okay, as follows. That's what some suggest. We can argue, and we'll see this again. Some say, well, one second, suffix abonan lakula, that doesn't work by a double shesha matirin. So in Mela, neither will sveik sveika. According to the Rambam, you could argue that Sveik Sveika doesn't work by a double Sheisha Matirin. Why? Because the whole kula of Sveik Sveika being lenient is based on the fact that every Sveik Sveika is really a Sveik Darabanan. Because the original Sveik, even if it's a Din Daraisa, is only Lechum Midarabanan. So any Sveik is a Sveik and a Din Darabanan. Yeah, but that's not going to help us by double Sheisha Matirin. Because by double Sheisha Matirin, the principle of Sofek Darabanan Lekula doesn't work. We don't say Sofek Darabanan Lekula. We say it's a Dover Shesh Matirin. Atche Tochlen Abiyasa, Tochlen Abiheter, like Rashi says, or like the quote from Rashi, we pointed out at the time, Rashi doesn't exactly say those words. But Mamela, what emerges is that according to the Rambam, Sveik Sveika may not work as a Kula by Dover Shesh Matirin, because the whole Kula of Sveik Sveika is based on it being a Sofek Darabanan Lekula. So Sofek Darabanan Lekula, so Sveik Sveika is Lekula. Yeah, but Sofek Darabanan Lekula doesn't help by Dabar Sheisha Matirin. So Sveik Sveika also won't help by Dabar Sheisha Matirin. That may be the position of like the Mordechai, right? And like the Chabad, at least in some cases. Mordechai says, Dabar Sheisha Matirin, I feel like Lobot, the Chach, Ishlis, or Fizu Sveik Sveika. Yeah, because if you agree like the Rambam, that the whole din of Sofek Darabanan Lekula, I'm sorry, Sofek Darabanan Lekula is a din Darabanan. Okay, so every Sveik Sveika is a Sofek and a din Darabanan, Sveik Darabanan Lekula. That's good for most things, but not for Dabar Sheisha Matirin, because Sofek Darabanan Lekula doesn't apply by Dabar Sheisha Matirin. So the Kula Sveik Sveika also won't apply to Dabar Sheisha Matirin. That could be that Shita. Whereas Rashba, okay, could argue that Sveik Sveika will work for Dabar Sheisha Matirin as well, like Tosas, like the Ran, and like others say, Sveik Sveika will work by Dabar Sheisha Matirin, because according to him, remember, Sveik Sveika is based on Rov. Okay, Sveik Sveika is not based on Sofek Darabanan Lekula, because according to him, it's not a Sofek Darabanan. Okay, every Sofek Daraisa is Lechumah Min HaTorah, Daraisa. So therefore, you can't say that every Sveik Sveika is therefore a Sofek and a Din Darabanan. It's not. It's a din d'oraisa. We're talking about a din d'oraisa. So sfeika d'oraisa l'chumah is min haTorah. So if we're not dealing with din d'rabbanan, so that can't be why sfeika works. So why does sfeika work? So we said, simple math, the rov. It's a rov, right? Three out of the four possibilities are leheter. So for rov. And there's nothing telling us that rov doesn't work by a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay? So maybe once you say that, and once you say that, then that's why sfeika will work. Okay. And that's why the Rosh Bo would argue that sfeika will work for davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay, now. Just to finish up these Makoros here, and again, I want to start a little bit the next group of sources. Okay. Just a moment. Yeah. Taz, it's quite the 37. Okay. Again, let's illustrate with a case. Okay, I have an egg which is mixed up with other eggs. Okay, one of those eggs is a suffek when it was born on Yontif Sheni, okay, or another day, I don't know. And the assumption is Yontif Sheni is also a din of a suffek, okay. So the Mordechai says, Dovah Sheyesh lo Matirin, we don't apply the Kol HaSeh Tzveika. Other Rishonim, the Ran, others say it does work, okay. Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yontif, Paschal like the Ran, okay, but Ramoa here follows the others, the Yesh Omer that we should be Machmer, Tov Lahachmer. So the Taz makes the following chiluk, number 37. The Taz is quite Nirala. The Taz writes that the chiluk will be between a davar sheyesh lo matirin and issur d'rabbanan, then we can be makel. We will be makel by a sofek, by a sfek sfeka on a davar sheyesh lo matirin if the whole thing is d'rabbanan to begin with. When issur d'oraisa, we're not going to be. Okay? That's the position of the Taz makes that chiluk. Okay, Taz makes that chiluk. Shach makes a different chiluk. Shach disagrees in the Kuzakesev. Kuzakesev on that Taz, it's caught in the Yuralib. Okay. He quotes the Ran that only by Nisr, the Rabbanan is a Mutus Feksveka. But he says, Avalakusha Milsafil is the Raisus Filin Mishari. Okay. The Shach says, Alocha, we should be Machmer, except in the case of Hechs Emsim Ruba. Okay, and then we others say that we have room to be makel, but that's this machlokas. Okay, but now that's the kuzakas. The machlokas, the Taz and the Shach, whether we can rely on sfeksveka, which obviously we're again, it's maybe only by Nisr d'Rabbanan, and maybe by Nisr d'Rabbanan, which we make also, which machmer also, that's what Shach suggests. But then, more importantly for us now, 39, the Shach asks the following. If there are more holes, like he does over here, that sfeksveika does not work, right? Again, he writes explicitly here in Siman Kuf Yud of Yerodei Sifches 36, Yesh omrim the davar sheyesh lo matirin ein lahatir mikoach sfeksveika. Sfeksveika will not help by davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay, good. That's what he holds. Right? That's like the Mordechai and Avodah Zarah. Fine. Okay, but why didn't the Ramah say anything in Or HaChaim? When the Mechaber ruled in the Tov Tzadi Zayin of Orach Chaim, Sofek Muchan Mutter B'yom Tov Sheni Mishum Dehaves Sfek Sveka, right? Again, a Sofek whether today's Yontif or not, and even if it is Yontif, maybe the egg wasn't laid today, Sfek Sveka. Why didn't the Ramos say, yeah, but no, it's Dovah Sheish HaMatirin. And but Dovah Sheish HaMatirin, they don't apply the Kul of Sfek Sveka. Yeah, why didn't the Ramos say anything in Orach Chaim in the Tov Tzadi Zayin, Siv Dalet? That's what the Shach is wondering. Okay, and basically there's a few different terutzim. There's a cotton nun vav, this is, okay, of the Shach. I printed it in 39. The Shach gives a couple of different answers. Okay, one answer is, well, is that really true that Yontif Sheni is a suffix? Maybe it's not a real suffix faker. That's why the Ramah didn't pipe up in Orach Chaim and say, well, no, we don't say Dovah Sheyesh lo Matirin by a suffix faker. Maybe Yontif Sheni is not a regular suffix, not a regular suffix. Okay, it's really the minig of a sefer, minig of avos, right? The Gemara's lashon there, Beit Avdalah, is zoro minig of a sefer biyedchem, right? It's not really a suffix, okay? And today, for sure, it's not a suffix. Today, we know full well when Rosh Chodesh is. You want to know when Yom Tov is? You look in your fridge, okay? You must tell me the calendar there, and I'll tell you when Yom Tov is. Okay, I'll tell you when Rosh Chodesh is. can find that easily. You can get on your phone or whatever else. No suffering. All right? We do it because of Minig of Asenim B'nei. That's what Gemara says. Sholchom Itam, maybe even once they made everything kavua, they didn't have phones and fridges, but they could find out when Yantav, when Rosh Chodesh is this as well. Okay, the people outside of Eretz Yisrael knew just as well as the people inside Eretz Yisrael. So they sent the Shaila from Babel. Eretz Yisrael, what should we do? No, continue to keep the old Minig. Okay, that's what. So it's less, it's not a suffix. You know, it's only a Minig. Okay. Factosis says Tuloshin, you know, the Shane is only a Minig. Iran says the Dindra Abana, but it's based on a Minig. That's the language of Gemara. Minig of a Sechem Yedchem. Okay, so Mela, Ramoah doesn't say anything there because he's willing to be Mekel. Okay, he's willing to be Mekel like the Mechaber. Here in Hilchos Taruvas, Ramoah writes, Yeshom Domeshesh Matirin, Ain Lahat, and we call Sech Sechem. But by Yantav Shani, which is even less, so to speak, you know, it's not a suffix. Okay, it's not a real suffix in that case. It's not a suffix. It's a minute. We know Ataka today. We know everything. It's not a suffix. We know exactly when Yom Tov is and when Rosh Chodesh was and so on. It's not a suffix. It's just meaning of a Saint of the Adeno. Oh, in that case, we got more room for coolers. That's why the Ramah didn't object to what the Mechaber wrote. If it's Yom Tov and said an egg which is suffix, you know, suffix muchan, you don't know when it was born. And Yom Tov Sheni, I'll agree, says Ramah, that's what it's saying. Okay, therefore, they were not Macher. Okay, then the Shach of the different tarots, he says that Yontif, this is a Shasa Tzorech, or Mekum a Yontif also, so presumably we're talking about a Shasa Tzorech. And that's another answer he gave. And then another answer, he says, like we said before, okay, he says, when do we say a Chumra of Sfeik Sfeika by Damashay Shomatir, and we don't accept the Kula Sfeik Sfeika? That's when you have a Tarovis. We have a tarobas. You have a tarobas, there's an isser there. It's something vada isser. Okay? But here, again, when you're dealing with not a suffix of a tarobas, but a suffix of a, on the guf adavar, okay, there's not really any vada isser. Maybe there's no isser here at all. It's not based on a mixture. When it comes to tarobas, that's when there are more says here by us. But Yelchus tarobas. Okay? So in Simukov Yud Sivchez, he says, Dovar Shesha Matir, which falls into tarobas, there. You know, here in Simon Kufi and Yoredeya, Ramo says we don't rely any lahatim mikol svek seker. But by Hilchos Yontif, it wasn't a tarovas. It wasn't a little tarovas. It's one the egg itself. This egg, I don't know, what is the status of the egg? It's not mixed with anything else. Okay, it's a plain egg. The only question is, we don't know when it was laid. Maybe it was laid today, but maybe today's not Yontif, so you have a svek seker. The other Ramo accepts that. Ramo is only machmir. Okay, like the chumra, like we said before, some rishonim. The chumra of svek sveka, vadovash yeshem atirin, is only when there's a tarobis, when there's a bada and isser here. It just got mixed in. Okay, but here there's not bada any isser. Maybe this egg wasn't born today, and maybe today's not another. But maybe it wasn't born. There's not no vada in this mix. So therefore, the svek sveka, being that it's megufo, it's something intrinsic, so then there's room to be mekel. So those are some of the terutzim. Or like the case with the Chodesh that the Beis Yosef mentions, right? It's both Sfeikas were within the Tavua. When was his grain cut after the Zman? And even if it was cut, maybe it took root before. Okay. So it's the same type of thing over here. And that's how the Shach answers why the Ramah did not say anything. It was Yantav for three different reasons. Either because Yantav is not really Sufik, it's just keeping a minute, and therefore we can be Mekel, they weren't Macher. Or because Yantav were Mekel with a Shasa Tzorech, and presumably we're talking about a case of a Shasa Tzorech, or that the whole Chumr, that we don't accept the Kul of Sfek Sfeika, but Dovah Shesh Matir, and that's when the Sufik is a matter of Tarubas, when we know there's a Vadai Isser, that's when we're concerned, like here. Okay, there's definitely something else there, Dovah Shesh Matir, and I mean, the Dovah Chosh or whatever, something gets mixed in, there's Vadai and Isser. Okay, then we'll say, no kula of svek sveka b'davar sheyesh matirin. But when you have no iser necessarily to begin with, like over there in Hilchos Yontif, it was talking about an egg. There's no vadai iser in the egg. Maybe the egg was completely mutter, and the whole svek sveka has to do with the intrinsic egg itself. There we'll be able to be mekel no matter. Okay, that's the shach. And just to end this unit, the Pesach Tshuva, it's a quote in Aleph over here in 40, quotes another Huda. It says that they were machmer by Dovah Shesh Matirin, okay, by Sofik Isid Rabbanon, okay, if there's no Cheskas Heter. Okay, he says, the law I'm reading Dovah Shesh Matirin, I feel the Rabbanon Sveko Osir, were machmer, Ella Dovah Shesh Cheskas Heter. Dovah Shesh Cheskas Heter, and all about Sofik Isid Rabbanon afterwards, then even though shesh matir is mutter. So yeah, it's a different limitation on this day. Okay, adkan, and I want to go a little further. Adkan shir mem beis. I'd like to at least begin, if we can, the shir mem gimel, at least set the table for what we want to talk about next. In terms of, yeah, it's a continuation. I only broke it here, so to speak, because it's the end of Sifches. Now we come to Siftes. But, you know, it's really a continuation of the same topic. And here we're talking about this issue that we started talking about just now. So as I said, it's a seamless continuation of the issue of Safek Echad Beguf. Okay, Safek Echad Beguf. It's something intrinsically. So that's why I only started, because we just started to talk about it. And Bez Hashem, we'll finish this Shimam Gimel packet on Sunday. So just to begin, I'd like to present a few Gemaras we find Sfek Sfeker, where the suffix has to do with something intrinsic to the item itself. Okay? A couple of the Gemaras we saw already. The first thing I printed in source one we did not yet see, and that is a Sugi and Ksubis, Daf Tesman Aleph. Actually starts with the words Omar Belozer on the bottom of Chesem Abayz, but it continues source one. So we're sure Mem Gimel now, source one. You still have these packets. Okay? So it says Omar Belozer, Omer Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. Here we have a situation where a man gets married, and the woman's supposed to be a psula. It turns out that she's not a psula. Okay, Pesach Pasuch means that she was open. Her psula was broken. Her hymen was broken, and it turns out she's not a psula. All right. Now, Rashi explains over there in Tesman Alvin Source 2. Omer Pesach was Umatzosi. The Tainus Domim Ainlo. It's not that she didn't bleed. Okay, and that's why that's not the issue over here, because maybe she's a certain family that didn't have Dom Psulim, some genetic, biological, genetic issue. That's not the issue. Okay, he doesn't know about that, or maybe he didn't see the Dom. That's not our issue, though. He says, at the end of Rashi, Amazos, Buralo, Shepesach Pasuch Matzah. Okay, you can tell that she wasn't a virgin. Okay, so it says in the Gemara, Amazos, Omer Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, Neman La Osra Alov. So now she's forbidden to him. This one is now forbidden to him. Okay, why? Because he's assuming that she had beer with someone she wasn't allowed to, and now she's not going to be muteris to him. And we'll see why in a second. Okay, but Rashi explains Neman. He's Neman. He's now forbidden to her. Also, why? We have no information here other than what he's saying. Okay, but he said it. The gabe nafshe habemehemen is what we call shavya anafshe chaticha disura. He announced basically that he considers her forbidden to him. So that's a din. So gabe nafshe habemehemen l'shavya alecha chaticha disura. Right, she's forbidden to him. She's like just like a person will say, I know this meat's not kosher, so it's forbidden to him, even if we don't have any independent corroboration and so on and so forth. Okay, that's called Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Disura. Now, why that works, okay, why we say that, so it's a big machokas. Some say it's had the din of Adam Neman Alatzmo. Adam Neman Alatzmo, so he can say, about himself, so he's Neman. Okay, or it's not a din of that, it's more like a din of a nether. Okay, that's a more popular, like a din of a nether. He's saying he's not going to make use of this. Okay, so anyway, whatever the reason is, the Gemara says, Neman la osa olav. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Mamai, it's a Sfek Sfeker. Says the Gemara. Classic Sfek Sfeker. Why? Sofek tachtov, sofek ain't tachtov. Because maybe, okay, Enochanami is not a psula. But who said that she had been with somebody after the Erisin? Okay, maybe it was from 10 years ago when she was in college and slept with somebody. In other words, let's remember, in the olden days, the Erisin and the Nisuin were separate. Right? There were two stages. We know there are two stages to the marriage, right? There's Erisin, or betrothal. And sometimes it translates as engagement. I mentioned before that it's not really a useful translation of us nowadays, because when we announce today that the couple is engaged, so it doesn't mean anything halachically. It doesn't mean anything by American law either. Okay, it means that they're committed to each other, they're going to get married. And then maybe they have a l'chaim, and people give them presents, and they're going to call a caterer and a band and a hall or whatever else, they're engaged. But it has no halachic standing. They could break up the next day, and nobody owes anybody anything. Okay, strictly speaking. Halachic erusin, of course, is when the chosim gives a collar, a ring, or something else of value, the presence of two edim, and says, Arev Kodesh Li. So that's the first stage of the wedding, called erusin. And then, so at that point, she's now forbidden to everybody else in the world, but she also remains forbidden to him. Until the Nisuin, which is the Shavu Brachos and the Chuppah, again, another discussion, that's the second stage. So now, of course, as you know, we do all these things the very same afternoon or the same evening. Okay, so the status of Erisin, Amurasa, lasts about 15 minutes. okay, you know, or whatever, how long, depends how long the person of darshan of the chuppah speaks, but it doesn't last that long. And so they read the ksuba then and make a little break. Okay, someone gives a drasha, make a little break between everything and the swim. Fine. But in the olden days, there was some time. So now, if a woman was murasa, if she was indeed had this eris, in the olden days, they used to do it far apart. They wouldn't wait 15 minutes, they would do it months apart. They would have the erisin. So at that point, they're halachically engaged. She's muresas or mikudeshas, kedushin, same thing as erisin. Okay, just another word. And now she's asur to anybody else. So now maybe if she went ahead and she slept with someone else at that time, after the erisin, oh, now she's taka asur to him. So, but we don't know. Okay, we don't know the information here. So the Gemara calls it ksubas taf tesam adal. The Gemara calls it a sfik sreka. One sufik tachtov, sufik ain tachtov. Okay, maybe it didn't happen when she was murasa to him. It happened before the erisin. It happened years ago. She's not a psula, but not because she necessarily did something that would assert onto him. And two, in tim shlomer tachtov, even if it happened, okay, even if it happened that she was nivellus to somebody after erisin was not allowed. Suffolk bonus, suffolk rotzon. Maybe she was raped. Wasn't necessarily willing. Maybe she was raped, in which case she's also not also a sword to him. So that's Rashi. Ramai mitzvah le'afil even hemis le'nivel always. But suffolk tachta mishnah is arsa zinsa. So suffolk whether this nus happened after the erisin, in which case really is nus. Suffolk ain't tachta. Elakodim shnis arsa zinsa. She slept with somebody else premarital sex. I don't know, years ago, you know, earlier, nothing to do with him. And even if it was afterwards, it maybe it was onus. Anusa Sharabesh is Yisrael. Okay? She can still, well, a woman who's raped can still be with her husband. So our answer is Lo Tzvi Rabesh is Kohen. No, but that's true by an Ashes Yisrael, but an Ashes Kohen, a woman is married to a Kohen, she gets raped and she's forbidden to the Kohen. That's a din. Okay? Even if it was Nensa, even if she was not a willing partner, still, even onus, she's forbidden to a Kohen. So therefore, that's why it's not a suffix fake, because the second suffix, suffix bonus, suffix baratzon, won't help. Because even as bonus is still be also with Ashes coin. Then it says, Ibayas aim of Ashes Israel. No, maybe it's Ashes Israel, but came in the Kibbel, Kigon, the Kibbel, Kedushin, Chusam, Ibaskim, Shalom, Yomayhad. Okay, the father married her off, but even before she was 3 years old. And then, strange case, but somebody slept with her, but before 3 years old, if the basulin is broken, it grows back. Look at that last Rashi, Chusam, Ibaskim, Shalom. Now she's older, and so on. So there's only one suffix. Okay, suffix on a suffix rotsu, because tachtov and ain't tachtov, the psalm would grow back. Okay, you get the case. Bottom line, though, the Gemara calls this, at least initially, a case of sveik, sveika. Okay, sveik, sveika. That's one Gemara. The second Gemara. Yes, so that's that Gemara in Ksubas, right? Now, then there's a Gemara in Beitza, which we've seen, okay? We saw this before, Gimel and Beis, 3, Meisei, Echad Beitza, Shonel B'Shavaz, Echad Beitza, Shonel B'Yomtev, Ein Metatan Asol, Alachas V'Sakli, Olismach B'Kar Amita, right? They can't balance, they use it to balance in the bed, and they can support it. We discussed very well, Kofal of Zakli, Kushishon Tishover, fine. Husveika Asura, and Beitza, which is Vara late on Shabbos, Vara late on Yomtev, is Asur. Okay, it's Muktzah, and Tatalas, and so on, and Sveika Asura, even if there's a Sufek about it. Not sure when it was born, still Asur. Then it says, Vimis Arba Be'elef Kulon Asur. If it gets mixed up with 1,000 others, they're all going to be Asur. That's the Gemara in Beitza. Okay, now, what does that mean? What's that V'imnis Arba Be'elef? Rashi says, the last Rashi in 4, Beitza Gemara Beis, right? In other words, we don't know when it was born. It might have been born today, so suffix is also asur. And then it adds, if you got mixed up into the 1,000, then kulon asuras. So that's going to become, keep that in the back of your head. It's going to be a very important point, how to read that line. But anyway, that's another case where sveika comes up. And there it seems to be saying, well, at least according to the way some will read it, sveika is asur. Then the third Gemara, or the third case, is the case in Arla. Parakim Mishnevah, which we had, right? Misho Chavila Tilson Shal Kilo Akaram. He had produce was Kilo Akaram, and it gets mixed up with other things. Then Yidlaku. Okay, then there's no Bittel by Kilo Akaram. Okay, you have to burn them all. Nisar B'Bacharim gets mixed up with others. Kulam Yidlaku. There is Bittel 1 in 200. Okay, now the Tveres Yisrael on that mission, Orla Parakim Mishnevah in 6, he writes in Oz Tes Zion. Okay, kulam yidlaku, Mir, however, mechazer misarav echad matruba zeh havar is fake sfeiko bottle. If something comes out of that first batch into a second batch, okay, there's a second batch, another tarub is in the mix, then it's a sfeik sfeik and it is bottle. And he says as follows, that's why we have the girsa, misarav bacheres, 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 kulan asuris. But that's what some say. But then he says, aval anan, kamyu anan, kamalan, the tarub is habez mutur. Rock shaliochal kulan kecha does like a sfeik sfeik. Again, like that tosis, like that shach we saw in Sukkot Nun earlier. Okay, getting back to this issue, the second tarobas is already mutter, but no, the same person shouldn't eat it all. That's the case over there. And the Gemara in Gimel and Beis and Beitza quotes this Mishnah in Arla, Paragimel Mishnah Vav 7. The Tanaan Mishnah with the Tiltan shall kill our king. You look at this Arba Bacheros, but look what it says over here. This Arba Bacheros, Ve'acheros, Ve'acheros. There's another tarobas. This arba bacheros, and then bacheros, bacheros, then kulan hidgul diver beir chama omi yalo bachas masayim is bittul. That's the way the Gemara quotes the Tanan, but that's not how the Mishnah says it. Look back in 5, the Mishnah Orla Paragim, the Mishnah Vav, says mishesh oyla chavil tosin al kalam yidlaku this arba bacherim. I hear it's acherim and acheros, but it doesn't have a second. The second mix. Now it's in Beitza quotes the Mishnah the Tanan. It's quoting this Mishnah. But it has a girsa in this arba b'acheros v'acheros b'acheros. There's another mixture. In the Mishnahs, we have it. In Arla Perigil Mishnah Vav, that's not what it says. It just says this arba b'acherim. It doesn't say v'acherim, acheros, acherim, I don't care. But it doesn't say there's another mixture. So that's also something we have to keep in our mind, okay? After all, yidlaku, because it's a din of kelar karim, like Rashi says, because it says pentikdash, pentukaresh, pentukdash, rather, pentukaresh. Okay, fine. Okay, now. The issue dealt with, is what just to get through at least the Shulchan Aruch, the issue dealt with by the Rishonim is the following question. How do we read this Gemara? Go back to source number 3. The Gemara says about the egg that was suffic. Okay. Well, it says first it says Beit Shalom, Shabbos, Beit Shalom, Yontif, is Muktzah. Good. Then it says Sveika Asura. It's Sveika Asura. All right. So let's assume. We're talking about based on the author, maybe it's talking about something trefa, whatever it is. Okay, so the Gemara says sofek beitza is asur. Sofek sveika asur. Second line there of 3. From beitza going by. Look at that line. Sveika asur. Then it says it's arba elaf kulan asur. If it gets mixed up with 1,000, they're all asur. What's the it? What if what gets mixed up? The sofek egg gets mixed up. 1,000 they're all asur? Or no, that's a separate statement. Usfeika asura, period. And also, if this arba, the original one by the was Mol Biyamtiv, if that mixed up with 1,000 kulan asuras, you hear? It's a question of how to read are these basically two different dinim or one sentence, one din. And that's a question really how to read this Gemara in Beitza, Daf Gimel and Beis. Okay? The Gemara says it's topic, you know, about the Beitza itself, but it's no Yonta, Trefa, whatever, is Osir. And then it says it gets mixed up with other Beitza. It's not Botel because of the Rechosh, fine, whatever the reason, but it's not Botel. Kulon Asuras. Good. But what egg are we talking about in the second statement in this Arba Be'elef? Are we talking about what was presented in the first part? That's one long sentence. Usreika Asura. And if that Suffolk egg, an egg concerned with the suffix, when it's noluyantif, so it's trefa or whatever. Now that gets mixed up with others. They're all going to be usher. Is that what it means? Or no, these are two statements about the egg. One, a suffix, whether it was born in yantif or not, is usher, period. And if it was born in yantif, a different case, going back to the original statement in the Gemara, Echad Beit Shalom Shabbos, Echad Beit Shalom Yantif, if that egg, not the suffix egg, if that egg gets mixed up, kulon asuras. You hear? So that's really is the machlokas. When it's the machlokas, we show them exactly how to read that statement of the Gemara. That's what Tosas deal with. Okay? And Beitza going away, Dilmascha Bacheris Bacheris. Okay? And he doesn't understand. If you're going to learn Acheris Bacheris, it had the same problem, that Girsa. Saying, do you need that other Girsa Acheris Bacheris? Okay? Do you need that? Do you need Acheris Bacheris? Okay? Basically, quotes from Tam doesn't accept that Girsa. And he says as follows, Rabbeinu Tam learns that the two statements in the Gemara and Gimel and Beis are two distinct, totally separate statements. Statement one, Suffolk treifa. Suffolk is awesome. Suffolk treifa. Suffolk the other. Whatever is awesome. Good. Okay. Good. Now, statement two. A vadai treifa or a vadai noliyantif. So then it gets mixed up with any others. It's going to answer the whole karos because it's chashivus or whatever. Okay. According to this read, the Gemara is not talking about when the suffolk egg gets mixed up with a thousand others. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. Gemara is teaching two different dinim, distinct from one another. One, Sveika Asura. Two, in this Arba Be'elef, not when it is mixed with others, it being the original treif egg, or the original Beis Shal Yantim, when that gets mixed up, that's Asura. Okay. So in both of those cases, that's a type of Sveika. The first one, Sveika Asura, is a suffix about the egg itself. Is also, we don't know whether it's a treif or not. We don't know whether it's a Nolubiyantim or not. That's one type of suffix. And then the Gemara also says, if it's a suffix created by a Torah, it's also Asura. What the Gemara does not discuss, according to this approach, is the case of whether when the suffix egg, the egg which had an intrinsic suffix to it, got mixed up with others and it now created another suffix, is that mutter usher? According to the Talmud, the Gemara never discusses that. Okay, they're not brought up. And that case presumably mutter because it's like sveika. Okay? It's like sveika. Right? If the Gemara was when it said usher in the two cases, sveika asura, and this Arba Elef Kona Surah, that's when they only have one suffix. Case A is when the suffix was treif or not. Suffix is no Lubi Yantif or not. Case B gets mixed up in that original egg, which was no Lubi Yantif, which is Usur. Now gets mixed up with others. So that's also a single suffix. But when it's a double suffix, if you read the sentences together, that which according to Ben Tam, the Gemara is not talking about, then it's obvious. Then it's a sex sequel. If the egg itself has a suffix associated with it, namely, what is it treif? Is it not treif? Is it no Lubi Yantif? Is it not no Lubi Yantif? And then that egg gets mixed up with other eggs, the new suffix, that's a sex egg, that's going to be mutter. That's what Ben Tam says, and therefore Ben Tam says, you don't need the girsa, acheros be'acheros, no extra tarot is needed. Okay? So according to Ben Tam, the Gemara never brings up the case of a suffix trait for a suffix, no, we don't have to get mixed with other eggs, because that case is a sex faker. And suffix echer beguf, the suffix echer batorvus, one suffix about the intrinsic egg, is it no, we have to visit, it's a trait. That's suffix. And combined with the suffix, and now it's mixed up with others, suffix and the tarubas, those two sekas combined to create six seka. Okay, and that's good. We're all happy. And that's going to be mutter. However, Rabbi Ketosis goes on, Rabbi Yitzchok Reb Baruch, and the Rosh Poh quotes it as the sheet of the Ri Balatosis. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchok, wherever he was, the Ri, okay, he'll disagree. He says, no, the sentence in the Gemara is read as one sentence. The Gemara is talking about where the suffix egg got mixed up with others. Okay? The Gemara is discussing that. Okay? Avada, the suffix trefa is usher, right? Or suffix noliyantif is usher. And in the Sarva Elif, that one gets an avada that's usher. That's for sure. The Gemara doesn't need to tell us. By going on to tell us, in the Sarva Elif Kulon Surah is talking about the it that got mixed up with others was the suffix one. So it's a double suffix. So why isn't it suffix fake? The Gemara says Kulon Surah. According to the Re, why should that be? According to the Tom, it's not. When the Tom says Mutter, the Gemara isn't talking about that case. When it said Kulon Asuras. The Gemara said Kulon Asuras is talking about the original Vadai Asur egg got mixed up with others. That's what the Gemara was talking about. Okay? So, Re, however, reads that it's one case in the Gemara. It's one case in the Gemara. So telling us now that a suffix, an intrinsic suffix about the egg, whether it's no dubiyantif or it's treifa, and now it gets mixed up with others, that's still usher. All right, what about sveik sveika? Because the Re holds that suffix echad beguf and suffix echad turubis does not qualify as a sveik sveika. That's the chiddush. Sveik sveika can't be combining two different types of sveikas. That's how the Re learns this Gemara. And just to finish up in the 2 minutes, okay, the Rashba, the long Rashba in 10, by Sarach, by his Dalad Shar Beis, Umiyo Umru, okay. Rashboa first wonders, what does the Re mean? Okay, does the Re mean that a suffix beguf doesn't count at all? Okay, in other words, he says, the Re said that a suffix beguf doesn't count towards the sveik sveika. Is that what he means? Is that what he means? The suffix beguf cannot count towards the sveik sveika? Okay, he follows, that's a problem. Okay, would the Re say if both sveikas are sveikas beguf, that also wouldn't work? Is that what the Re means? The Rashboa is analyzed within the Re. Okay, the Re said suffix beguf doesn't seem to count toward the sveik sveika. So what if the two sveikas beguf? Both were suffix beguf. Okay? You know, would he say that also? So the Rashba says he can't say that because the case in Ksubis, with the Pesach Pasuach, case in Ksubis is a case of two sfeikas in the guf. Okay, two sfeikas about the guf, right? It's two sfeikas about, you know, when she, either she was Sfeik Taktov, Sfeik not Taktov, and if it was Taktov, maybe she was Nenas. That's two sfeikas in the guf. And the Gemara calls that a Sfeik Sfeika. Gemara calls that a Sfeik Sfeika. Okay, so and the Gemara says she would be terrorist in such a case. Okay, not by a coin, fine. Or Reish is 12, had this unusual case before 3. But ordinarily, it would be qualified as Sfeik Sfeika. So it can't be, says the Rashba, that the Riyah holds that a Sfeik Ruguf can't count at all towards a Sfeik Sfeika. The Rashba says, no, it just can't combine. What the Riyah means, it can't combine. Can't have a combination platter. A Sfeik Sfeika, Ruguf, Sfeik Sfeika, Tarubas. That you can't have. Okay, you must hold that a Sfeik Sfeika, where both Sfeikas are Ruguf, that the Riyah would say is okay. It's got to. That's fake sake. The Rashba simply clarified, the Riyah does not mean to say that a Sfeik beguf cannot contribute towards fake sfeika at all. It just can't work with the other Sfeik being a Sfeik terubas, but two sfeikas beguf is allowed. Okay? So therefore, it doesn't mean that the Riyah rejects Sfeik beguf from ever leading towards a fake sfeika. What he says is that a fake sfeika can't work. So what does he mean then? So what's the problem with combining them? Why can't you combine them? If two sfeikas beguf can be combined, why shouldn't you be able to combine a sfeik echad beguf, sfeik echad b'terubas? So Rashba explains, because the Riyah holds that a sfeik sfeika is only when both sfeikas, like in the Gemara Ksubas, both sfeikas arise at the same time. Okay? Sfeik echad beguf, sfeik echad b'terubas is usually, it lacks, simultaneity. Not happening at the same time. First is something about the egg. Okay, and then the egg get mixed up with others. So they'll first decide that this egg is a Sfeik trefa or a Sfeik nadabiyantim. Okay, and then later fell into Tarovas. That doesn't happen at the same time. So therefore, the Rashba believes that once that first Sfeik came up, okay, and we resolved the Sfeik based on Sagarai Sukhum or whatever, so now you can't later on join it up with another Sfeik to get a Sfeik Sfeika. That's what we hold the rehold. That's why you can't combine Sfeik Echad Beguf and Sfeik Echad Tarovas, because they're not together. They're not together. Once you don't hold the suffix in abeyance because the possibility some other suffix is going to pop up, okay? Rather, it's a suffix echad beguf, and later on a suffix b'terubas, but the suffix echad beguf was already resolved, so it's dead. It's not in the mix anymore, okay? The only problem is, we'll finish with this. The only problem is this is that if this is true, okay, so why is this a double suffix in a terubas acceptable? If it didn't happen at the same time either. It also doesn't have the simultaneity, okay? So what the suggested is that when the first suffix leads us to Chumra, okay? So a passing of the Chumra doesn't mean we get rid of the suffix. It makes a chilik between the Sfeik of the Raisa, going back to that discussion, and Sfeik of the Rabbanon, okay? But if you say Sfeik of the Raisa of the Chumra, remember the Rashba is the more of the Shmaitza, the Sfeik of the Raisa of the Chumra is also in the Torah. So once you resolve that suffix, if the first initial suffix is a suffix deraisa, and we have to go to Chumra Torah, that suffix is wiped clean. It's gone. So now that can't come into Hataka the Mitzdara for something else. Okay, it can't contribute towards the Sfeik Sfeika. It's off the books. Okay, it's gone. Okay, it's been eliminated. Can we pass the Sfeik deraisa Chumra and we're dealing with the Sfeik deraisa Chumra not Torah? Nothing further to talk about. You can't now resurrect this suffix. Oh, but now it's it's gone. And you can't bring it back. There's another suffix now. I don't care. The first suffix has been resolved already. It's gone. Okay. So, okay, if the original suffix was only based on a Chumah Drabbanon, let's say a Tarovas, okay, the Tarovas became also then the Drabbanon, like by Chatik Miskabin or whatever. So that suffix perhaps stays alive. It's not wiped off the books. And if another suffix can go on, can go on, maybe you wouldn't wipe that suffix off the books. But that's a possible point, that the suffix echad b'kub, suffix echad b'terubas, does not create a sfeik sfeika, because A, it doesn't happen at the same time, and B, the first suffix was suffix d'oraisa, we have to pass it by the chumra, then we have to eliminate it altogether from the record, and it's like it doesn't exist. Okay? And Bez Hashem, tomorrow, Sunday, we'll continue with number 11, the Shulchan Aruch, on this basis. We'll stop up here, we'll have a good Shabbos. Go to. Sorry, what if it's over?